books. Morning, welcome to the Roundtable and to our book pick segment for this week. We love Tuesdays, and we certainly love them when our next guest is here. Susanna Hermans is of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck. She joins us to present some of the finest books that are making their way to store shelves this season. And this is just the silly season for book time. I mean, it's just nuts.
It's
because
crazy.
All the great stuff comes out in the fall to be on the store shelves for the holidays. And this is no exception. You have a great, great list, I would say.
Thanks. I think so. I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. So where would you like to begin?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to start at the Oregon Trail.
Okay.
So,
Yeah. I want you to know.
Please.
I'm madly in love with this book.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes. I love this book.
Perhaps you should be the one to speak about it.
No, I'll let you.
Okay.
But
that makes me happy.
We had him on.
Yeah.
And he's great. Rinker Buck, Oregon Trail.
Yes. So Rinker Buck, who has been a customer of ours for ages and ages and wrote several books, but it's been a while since he's had a book come out. Not only has he published a fantastic history of the Oregon Trail, travelogue of actually traveling the trail in a covered wagon with his brother.
And his brother's dog.
But it also is a number one New York Times bestseller, which is amazing.
Well, it should be.
I know.
It's a great story. It's a road story. It's a road trip. And it also tells a wonderful history. And it has the relationship, the sibling rivalries. And it's just great.
It's everything you could want in a nonfiction book.
And by the way, it's extremely well written.
Yay. I love it. It's just so great when great things happen to local authors, I think.
If only he were going to be in the region.
Oh my God, what are we going to do about that? So, as Joe has alluded, we have two events with Rinker, actually. We recently started an event series at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, Connecticut. So we did our first event there last week. It was a great success. I'm very excited to continue doing events there. It's a beautiful space, newly renovated. And we have a whole great lineup of events through the fall. And this Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Rinker will be there to talk about the Oregon Trail. And then he'll be at our Rhinebeck store on Saturday night this week at 7 o'clock. So you have two chances to catch him. Please don't miss it. It's going to be great.
That White Hart Inn is beautiful.
Oh, it's
absolutely
stunning.
Absolutely gorgeous. Can we talk about that one?
Yeah.
Are you able to talk about the one event?
I don't know yet if it's going to happen, but we could certainly tease it, I think. So it's, and actually I was going to talk about that book today. Wait, which one are we talking about?
The one I'm doing.
Oh, the one that's confirmed.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we can definitely talk about that. So, sorry, we have a couple things. We have a couple things in the pipeline. So you'll have to keep checking our website to find out about exciting things that are going to happen. But we have confirmed as one of our events in that series, an evening with Malcolm Gladwell and our very own Joe Donahue.
How cool is that? That Malcolm Gladwell is doing an event.
Yes. He is one of the owners of the inn. Thank you, Malcolm, and your wonderful friend group for infusing our area with culture and commerce. So I actually don't have the date in front of me.
Yeah, I will by the end. It's October 26th, I believe. It's a Thursday night.
Great.
But you keep going, and then I'll have it by then.
Super, super. So anyway, stay tuned for all of the great White Hart Inn stuff that's going to be happening. The Gladwell will probably
29th.
29th. We'll probably we have a fire code to watch out for. It is a free event, but we don't want to, anger anybody. So we are asking for RSVPs. So if you would like to attend that event, please send an email to rsvp@oblongbooks.com, and we will add you to our list so we can make sure not to violate any nice, wonderful Connecticut laws.
Yes. we want to follow the laws in all the states.
Yes, exactly. Very much so. And then the next book I wanted to talk about is Did You Ever Have a Family? This is the debut novel of literary agent and memoirist Bill Clegg. It had been long listed for the Booker Prize, and Bill grew up in the Salisbury, Sharon, Connecticut area. This is a novel about a terrible thing that happens and the aftermath of that in the community. And I think there's oh, there's over 10 narrators. Each chapter is told by a different character in the aftermath of this event in this small town in Connecticut. And it is stunning. It is absolutely beautiful. It's short. It's very readable. And I feel like it's been a long time since I've encountered a novel that will appeal so well to readers all across the literary spectrum, whether you read highbrow lit fic or really great commercial fiction. Whatever you like, you will like this book.
I am about halfway through this, and I just started it on Sunday, but I love it.
Oh, good.
I mean, love is a weird word to use on this because it's very powerful and it's very moving and it's, again, extremely well written. So it is a beautiful read.
Excellent, excellent. We had him at our store earlier this week, last week. I don't know; it's all blur. But he's fantastic. So we have signed copies available at both of our stores for that one.
Great.
And then I noticed today a lot of great books go on sale, and I'm only going to touch on a couple of them. But I noticed that there were three books from hilarious smart women that came out today. So I wanted to talk about them because that I feel like of all the different genres of book, funny lady humor is like my sweet spot. So we have Furiously Happy, a funny book about horrible things, which is the new book from Jenny Lawson. If you don't know Jenny's name, you need to. She is famous on the interwebs as the bloggess. But her last book was called Let's Pretend This Never Happened, which was a number one Times bestseller. And her work is basically like humorous memoir essays about her life. And this new one especially deals with her active decision to live her life being furiously happy whenever she can. She struggles with mental illness, anxiety, and depression. And she's like wanted to put a stop to that in any way that she could.
Right.
So her stuff is so hysterical. I was reading it last night. I was laughing so hard. I started to cry. It's just bizarre and funny and wonderful. And also has what is, I think, my favorite book jacket I've ever seen in my life.
It's great. It's sort of, what was that movie? Guardians of the Galaxy. The sort of
a Rocket Raccoon-esque
saucy
cover.
Raccoon, yes.
Yes.
A funny book about horrible things, Furiously Happy.
Yes.
Jenny Lawson.
The second is Mindy Kaling's Why Not Me? Most of us know Mindy from her work on The Office and her new project, her new show, The Mindy Project, which just moved to Hulu. And her first book was great. And her second book is also great. It's so wonderful to see a comedy writer in Hollywood, who is also extremely intelligent and just totally nails what it's like to be a woman in your 30s and live that life. It is great.
Why Not Me, Mindy Kaling.
Also, highly recommend that one on audio. She's
sure.
a fabulous reader, as you would expect. And then the third one I wanted to speak about is Step Aside, Pops by Kate Beaton. Kate is, as many of us know, the creator of the Hark a Vagrant comic series, and her new comic collection just came out today. And she delves into topics of history and pop culture and literature and creates these short comics with these characters who you think you know so well, only to discover that, my God, she has put a funny twist on their stories.
Yeah.
She's pretty genius, I gotta say.
Pretty genius. Yes.
So those are the three funny ladies.
Okay.
Read them all.
Step Aside, Pops.
Exactly.
All right. Next.
So I wanted to move on to some great kids' books because that is what we've got going on at the store this fall. We have the most amazing lineup of children's authors, and this is only a small number of them. So the first one is a book called George by Alex Gino. George is one of the most unique books I've read. It's absolutely beautiful. It is the first real transgender middle grade novel. So it's about a fifth grader who is a girl, but who everyone else sees as a boy. And she wants nothing more than to play Charlotte in Charlotte's Web in the school play. And of course, the teachers don't understand. They say, "How you can't play Charlotte? Charlotte's a girl, you're a boy." But she is a girl, and she really wants to find a way to show that. This handles this issue so beautifully and so lightly. It's not heavy-handed. It's not preachy. It's not divisive. It's all about just being who you are, which is what it says on the back of the book. Alex is going to be at our store this Saturday in Rhinebeck at 4:00. And Alex's editor, who is David Levithan, will be joining us for this event to talk about it.
Also a wonderful writer,
a prolific writer of gay books for teens. And we are going to be presenting this in conjunction with the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Community Center. So a portion of the sales on Saturday will go to benefit their programs. So check it out. It's really, you know, it truly is a book for ages 8 to 12. But I think anyone who is struggling to understand what it feels like to be a transgender person at a young age, this book, you must read it. It's absolutely beautiful.
George by Alex Gino.
And then we have a big hefty book, which goes on sale today as well. The Marvels by Brian Selznick. Brian is the author of The Invention of Hugo Cabret and Wonderstruck. And his stuff is known for being extremely illustrated. There's probably... This book is, oh God.
Yeah, their book is
700 pages?
Yeah, book is 600. I know this for a reason.
Oh,
but
good.
It's 686 pages, 200 of which is text, and the rest is just beautiful. And I'm not sure I'm correct on this, but I'm going to call them pencil drawings.
Yeah, I think they're charcoal.
Charcoal.
He does them in charcoal. Yeah,
charcoal. And gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous book. And I'm a huge fan of Brian's. He's going to be on. He's doing an event at the Mahaley Theater.
Yeah, we'll be there selling the books for that.
Yes, you will.
Sunday
on
3 o'clock.
Sunday at 3. And he's also going to be, well, that's the event, right?
Yeah.
So Sunday at 3. And you can find out about that. And he's going to be on the show later on for that. We're very excited to talk to him. But my God, is it a beautiful book.
His work is absolutely stunning. And if you've never cracked one of his books open, just peek inside of it. And I think it will blow your mind.
It's amazing because it's not the way you should that you would typically read or look at a book of art, because it's a very traditional book.
Yes.
And sometimes it's hard to see in the creases and so forth. But what it has you do is just exploring every nook and cranny and every page and looking at things very deeply. And there's so much detail and it's so beautiful. And it brings you into this wordless story, and then the words come and you almost miss the art until you get completely immersed in the story, and then you get more art.
Yay.
It's pretty great.
I love Brian Selznick.
Yeah, it's good
stuff.
It's
a special, special, special one. And then the last book I wanted to talk about is The Thing About Jellyfish by Allie Benjamin. This is a middle grade book for ages 8 to 12. It comes out a week from today. But I wanted to talk about it because yesterday this book was announced as being part of the National Book Award long list for young people's literature. It's a debut novel, Massachusetts author, and she'll be at our store on Saturday, September 26th at 2 o'clock with Rebecca Stead, who is a Newbery Award winner for When You Reach Me. Rebecca has a new book as well. And this is a beautiful story about a girl whose best friend passes away, and she decides she has to figure out what happened. And I'm just so, it's so such a wonderful thing when new authors get recognized for great work. And I think this book is about to have that moment.
A beautiful story. It's The Thing About Jellyfish. For more information on Oblong Books and Music and the great work they do, you can go to their website, oblongbooks.com. You can visit them at Rhinebeck and Millerton. That's even better.
I know. Come meet me.
A little more
come,
fun.
Let's
yeah,
talk.
Yes.
Let's talk about books.
Chat with Susanna. Susanna's great, and the staff is great, and you'll have a wonderful time. It's oblongbooks.com, and you can plan your visit in Rhinebeck and Millerton. You can also see the list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Susanna, it's always a great treat and pleasure to have you. Have a wonderful season.
Thank you, Joe.
See you soon. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.